It's time to jump out of bed, throw on a pot of coffee, and strap on the good old tool belt. You're tuned to Arizona's favorite home improvement resource. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
We're talking flooring at your house today, and we're focusing in particular in on carpet. We've talked a lot about the different products carpet is made out of, what the padding should be. We've talked about the warranties, and I think I'm going to adopt a new practice right now. I'm going to start reading warranties from the last line. I'm going to start reading them backwards. I'm going to start reading the last line first and the first line last, because really it is at those end of those warranties where the disclaimers get so specific about, you know, these kinds of things that we need your proof of purchase of the carpet. We need your proof of purchase of when your carpet was professionally cleaned. We need to know how it was professionally cleaned. Those are all things now to maintain the warranty on your carpet that the carpet manufacturer is going to insist that you retain. We're going to talk a little bit more about cleaning and getting into that as well. But I think to finish answering Tom's question about what flooring would be the perfect environment for a hypoallergenic situation, I'm going to stick with probably a laminate floor laid over a pad and little to no glue at all. Larry, is that, you know, go along with that?
That or cork.
I like cork.
Is a good one.
Cork floor is a great floor. It's got a little bit of pad to it. It's a recyclable product.
You could go back to Barbara's scenario and go with a concrete floor.
Go to a stained concrete floor as long as you're using a no VOC product on the seal. You know, and so, Tom, we appreciate the call. We hope that helps guide you down the road. We did get a call a little bit earlier when we were talking about pets. Somebody called and said they had a pergo floor. You know, we're talking carpet today, but then we got on the topic of a perfect pet floor, the pergo floor, and they said it's just – They rate it 5-star. It's held up to the pets well.
Well, a laminate, it's a laminate floor. And a laminate floor is a durable floor. But the only thing that is, and it is good with pets, the only thing it's not good with is moisture from the pets.
Yeah.
Or other water leaks.
Or a melting ice cube.
Yeah.
Laying right on the seam. You know, that's a bad product. Spilled soda pop, spilled
dishwasher
lemonade,
leaking.
Dishwasher leaking,
yeah.
Ice line leaking to the refrigerator, any of those things. So every product has its pros and its cons. Let me go to I'm going to go to the phones because we've had Mark, who's been on hold for a while. The question's off topic, but I want to get him taken care of. Mark, we appreciate you calling from Gilbert. You're on with Rosie on the House. How can we help you, my friend?
Hi, Rosie. On my property line, I have next to my property, I have like a man-made little wash, and I have curbing on my property line, and then where the wash is, it's kind of gravel, and it goes down. Every time it rains, well, about once or twice a year, I get the dirt underneath the curbing washing out. I'm afraid the curbing is going to bust out. What can I do to stop this, to prevent this from the dirt from washing out underneath?
That's interesting. Is it washing out just in one particular area where the site drainage is taking the water, or is it a problem all along a long stretch of it?
Well, actually, it's about two different spots. It seems to be the same two spots every time it washes out.
Well, I think I would go back in and I would just underpack and underpin it with cement. Now, probably what's going to happen is that area that's draining there, if you pack it with cement, the water's going to look for the least past the resistance as it's trying to go downhill. It's probably just going to migrate. Can you take a look at maybe restructuring the drainage and then allow the curbing to go down to grade and let it just grade over the top of the curb?
Well, what I was thinking of doing is getting one of those, they got those, what are they, about 3-4-inch pipe with the hole in it?
Yeah, the leach pipe.
Digging it down below the curb and then putting it in there so the holes are up, and then putting that cloth over it and stones over it and trying that.
Well, it might help, but I think what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to catch the water uphill where it's sourcing as it's hitting the curb, then working its way underneath the curb. And I'm thinking that maybe if we go ahead and knock out a 8 or 10 or 12-inch section of the curb and allow it to drain out over the top of it, it may then eliminate the tendency of the water to try and creep in and wash out from underneath.
Well, the dirt comes up to about the bottom of the curb, and then I got stone up halfway up the curb.
I think I'm going to ask you if you can, Mark, to take a picture of it, mail it to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Let me take a look at it in that regard, and we'll go from there. But that is a problem. And then again, in your part of the valley, you know, we've got a lot of fissure-type soil situations between Gilbert and Chandler and on down to Eloy. There's a soil type there, a sifting sand soil, that is very, very hard to stabilize. We could also pack it in there and go in there with what's called soil cement. Might be another option. Send me a picture. I'll take a look at it, and then I'll get back in touch with you. When we get back, it's Gary and Levine and Jay in Santan Valley, as well as Kelly and Larry Houtman from Houtman Floor Coverings, here answering your questions on anything having to do with flooring, but focusing in particular today on carpet.
Archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.